This is how most of us remember him.
This is Bloomberg, the first word. I'm Ken Pruitt. Coming up this half hour, a $12
million... He had that voice that made you pay attention.
It's all coming up on Bloomberg, the first word.
A voice his colleague John Tucker won't forget.
It was like the voice of God.
Bloomberg, the first word.
It's almost impossible to believe now, but the way his longtime friend Ray Hoffman tells it, one of the country's foremost broadcast business reporters didn't set out to be one. After early radio stints in the state where he grew up, North Carolina, Pruitt joined All News Cleveland radio station WERE, where Hoffman was a co-worker. It was 1975, and the two news reporters both took an interest in the Wall Street Journal.
I can picture one morning in particular when we were looking at the listed options page, and I can hear Ken saying something like, "To make any money on this, I think the stock has to close above this strike price by the time the contract expires." We didn't know anything at that point, but we were figuring it out.
In 1981, Pruitt joined the Wall Street Journal's radio service in New York and soon moved to Money Magazine, where his radio news capsules were syndicated nationally, including across town in his new hometown.
Business and Finance, I'm Ken Pruitt.
WCBS New York.
2 years later, the CBS Morning News came calling with a network TV post, and by 1988, he was honing his business acumen at ABC TV.
Ken Pruitt has that story and more.
Good morning. The stock market shrugged off higher T-bill yields. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 15 points.
By the time the tall, lean, white-haired broadcast journalist joined Bloomberg in 2005, he was totally at home interviewing Wall Street executives, billionaire investors, and economic experts like Nobel laureate Robert Shiller. At the height of the financial crisis in 2009, the incisive reporter couldn't ignore Shiller's questioning of the rosy outlook from then-Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
I think they're supposed to tell the truth, right? And I think that they don't want to make the mistake that Herbert Hoover made of boosting confidence and then being proven wrong in a matter of months.
Well, you came awfully close to saying that the chairman of the Federal Reserve didn't quite tell the truth.
Well, I didn't say that. No.
You came close.
Abby Joseph Cohen, head of global markets at Goldman Sachs, remembers Pruitt as a true gentleman and a true journalist.
Somebody who understood his beat extremely well, asked fair questions, but always asked probing questions.
As everyone clamored for answers during the financial crisis, Pruitt's questioning was clear and knowledgeable.
It was almost a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, it's going to be a V. You know, the economy goes right down and bounces back up, which it always had. As we get into this a little further, we're getting more letters of the alphabet, an L, like Japan, where it goes down and stays there, maybe a U, where it goes down, stays there, comes back up. What did a lot of people see that made them change from a V to some other different letter?
Well, there was an idea that these green shoots would be there.
His producer on Bloomberg, the first word, and Bloomberg Surveillance, Rich Truman, remembers Pruitt making his job easy.
What made Ken great was that he could talk to anybody about anything because he knew something about everything. He was a true broadcast professional who just felt at ease talking sports, talking business, talking news. He was just a well-versed person, and it came across the air that way.
Michael Holland, who manages more than $4 billion at his New York investment firm Holland & Company, was a frequent guest on Pruitt's Bloomberg shows and says he was a fan before the newsman ever interviewed him.
Ken Pruitt is in that small cast of people I've met in business who are the consummate professionals, the most successful in their businesses, and great human beings.
And Ken was, after all, only human. Colleagues remember he had no patience with computers, especially when he was live on the air.
9:21 on Wall Street, and excuse me, I've lost my place. Here we are. The Bloomberg Options Report. Well, here it is. The Bloomberg Options Report. I'm just going to stick my fist right through the screen.
Okay.
And if you were listening closely, there was one day it sounded like he really made good on those threats.
Meanwhile, Sony's online service will be a main source of growth for the company.
Michael Holland loved the way Pruitt would tweak his Bloomberg Surveillance co-host, Tom Keen, and Keen saw the pairing as a match made in heaven, sort of. During one 2009 broadcast, he suggested they'd grown so comfortable, they sometimes forgot to communicate on the air.
When you hear silence on Bloomberg Surveillance, and the radio people go, "There can't be silence." It's like we're married. We do hardly talk to each other.
You mean this is sort of like the times when I have to remind you to speak in English?
That would be true.
But don't get the wrong idea.
Ken, in particular, was the real gentleman of the newsroom.
His old friend and former Cleveland radio colleague Ray Hoffman recalls how his mother never forgot that.
She came to the radio station And the only man who stood up was Ken Pruitt. She'd tell me that every time she'd see him on the CBS Morning News.
Then again, Bloomberg colleague Vonnie Quinn remembers another Ken Pruitt, the one who couldn't wait for General Mills to report its earnings.
Ken would always seize the opportunity, and with a mischievous grin on his face, he would say, "And what's General Mills known for, Vonnie?"
She being a native of Ireland.
And of course, he was expecting me to, and I had to say, "Lucky charms, Ken."
What came across was you thought that he really liked what he was doing. And he was interested in what he was doing, and he was interested in making sure that you were interested.
Michael Bloomberg is the founder and majority owner of Bloomberg LP, the parent company of Bloomberg Radio.
What I remember is you got up in the morning and you knew what was going on in the world. And you had confidence that the person telling you had done their research, could put things in perspective, and made decisions as to what was most important. That's what a great talent on the radio does. This is a guy who really will be missed and just goes much too soon.
Ken Pruitt was 68 years old.